Well, I've been seeing a lot of chatter about it. Yeah, I mean, mostly here, but yeah, if it's effective, it's effective. Everybody has their own way of learning, and I'm convinced after years of struggling to get my speed up that there's only one way to really do that, and that's to actually get on the air. And you know, but you got to learn it initially, right? And that's a good tool for that. Like I think I talked about my method where I use the Boy Scout Ishtimo method, and I carried a little straight key code practice oscillator around with me everywhere I went. I would just bang out everything as I was driving that I could, every sign I went by, like you just went by a sign that said I-75 North, I'd bang out North. And then right now I just seen Fort Lee, I bang that out, you know, and then Hope Professional Park, I'd bang out like Hope or something. I just every word I saw as I was driving, and I just have the thing sitting there on my leg, banging out characters. So that's how I learned it, you know, but that doesn't get you up to speed. And I didn't do numbers. I should have done numbers more, because those have always monkeyed with me a little bit. But it was effective to get me. I learned it very quickly, and I was able to take that pretty much up to 13 without incident pretty quickly. It's just been trying to maintain and stay at above 13. You know, I'd probably be about 13 to 15 right now if I was to sit down for a arbitrary conversation, and I just—it's just very difficult for me to get up there in the conversational speed, and that's—I think the only way to do that is to just get out there and use it. But I think most everybody would be perfectly content, you know, being able to just bang it out at 10 or 13 or something like that, because that would allow you to take advantage of everything it has to offer for like POTA and QRP and all that.